This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday is always, it's, well, I won't say always, but mostly is a good day, right? I mean, that's the way we always got to look at it. So that's because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot that you would like to talk about. The weather's going to be chilly today, but, I guess it's what it's supposed to be, but no rain. That's a good thing. But there are always things that people want to discuss. Let's come off of last night. The Phillies won a game against a bad baseball team, which they're supposed to beat. I don't think Cincinnati is a bad baseball team, but they lost 2 out of 3. But and, you know, they're a team that they're not supposed to lose 2 out of 3, and they were lucky to win the one game. They're supposed to win 2 out of 3. Last night, they started off right. The positive is that Aaron Nola pitched well. Only pitched into the sixth inning. It's a joke how little they use these pitchers anymore. But the starters. But, however, he only gave up 2 hits. And that was the good thing. But there's still, I think, there's still an issue with their offense. They scored 4 runs. They only scored in 2 innings, 3 and 1 inning, and 1 when the game was over. But when they scored the 1, they really had a chance to score more and really put the game away. And they didn't do it. They won the game. I get it. They won the game. But they don't get hits. They don't get enough big hits. And they don't get enough. They don't really get... They don't get close to enough. They just, when there's men in scoring position or men on third base with less than 2 outs, they don't get it done. They're still not getting it done. And it is early in the season, and there is a long way to go. And there are some good signs, but you're playing Washington. You're playing Washington. And those are the teams you're supposed to drill. You are not doing a good job if you don't beat them. When your pitcher only gives up 2 hits and you struggle offensively and you don't put that team away, it's still not good enough. All right, let's be honest. Okay, they got 9 hits, but so what? They got 9 hits, but nothing other than the second inning. They really didn't do a lot of good things. They didn't do enough good things. I'll say that. Everybody's excited. Oh, Kyle Schwarber's getting base hits. He still shouldn't be the leadoff hitter. I'm going to stand by that because, okay, he's getting hits, but I want him in other parts in the lineup because I think you need to generate more. You're going to need to generate more runs. You are going to need to generate more runs, and they're not doing that right now. So, but they won the game. They needed to win that game. You needed to start off the series, but are they out of the woods yet, in your opinion? What would you like to see from the Phillies? I'd like to see something that's not going to happen, and I wanted to see Reese Hoskins in that lineup, but that ship has sailed. But that doesn't mean they still don't miss him, and they are going to miss him all year. It's pretty simple. Harper should be in right. Hoskins should be at first. Castellanos should be in left rather than right. And there's so many things better about having Reese. And the manager in spring training, when I had him on the show, said, the question was really clear. Would you be a better team with Harper in right and Hoskins at first? And he said yes. And then he explained what Hoskins does for the baseball team. So we can talk about that today. The Eagles did a couple of things this week. They brought back Avante Maddox, who is a great guy. And when he's healthy, he's a good player. But who knows whether he'll make the team. He's got to stay healthy. And it's apparent that he didn't get any offers outside. And the Eagles, I think the Eagles took a shot, brought him back, did a nice thing for him. He wanted to stay with the Eagles. And it's okay. But he's got to stay. It's okay. And they extended Jordan Mailata. Still had 2 years. The Eagles trying to beat they beat the system by signing players early. And Mailata's not greedy. Didn't want to wait for. He's getting a lot of money, more money than he ever thought he'd get in his life. Not even close to the kind of money. And he's a good guy to have around. And he's a good player. And that was a good thing. But obviously, there's people. And then before I came on, and I don't know what day that John Ritchie said this. John gets so caught up in, well, they have all this money under the cap. John, it's 5 months away from the start of the season. If, in fact, they can make a trade for a good player because other teams want to bail out, June 1st is an interesting date for a lot of things to happen for teams. I don't understand all of it, but I do understand that teams can save money by cutting a guy, and then you might have to pick up that contract and pay him. You're worrying about the cap now. It's a total joke that you're worried about the cap now. And I'm going to mention something that really gets passed by everybody. You can still, if you have money left under the cap for this year, you don't just try to spend it all. It's just such a foolish, ridiculous, you know, simpleton way of looking things. It's really a simpleton way of looking at things. You can spend the money during the season. They haven't signed Devontae Smith yet. You know they want to sign Devontae Smith. And when you have cap dollars left up to a certain point in the season, it's usually around the halfway point in the season. I don't know the exact date. You can use that money that you didn't spend this going into this season when you know you're not going to be able to spend any more and put a bunch of Devontae Smith's money on this year's cap that you may have left over. And you know you're going to have to sign him. And you know the cap's going to get tighter because I don't know what the numbers are, but Jalen Hurts' number goes up next year. Probably goes up quite a bit from what it is this year. So you're not going to have as much money next year. You just can't play, oh, you got $30 million left in cap room. That's not the way it works. It's such a simple, childish look at the way things are being. You can't worry about the cap number. I'm just tired of hearing it. Well, they have so many X amount of dollars under the cap. No, that's not. There's ways there's things you got to look at to know that part of that money is going to be used for the future if they have that money left. All right. So your thoughts on the Eagles? You know, did they done enough? They've not done enough. I mean, who knows what the fans are thinking? But there's a lot of other things that I want to touch on today. My night at the Wilmington Blue Rocks last night, throwing out the first pitch and all that kind of stuff, and the night that I had, and hanging with family, but hanging with the people from Goldie Beacom College. It was nice enough that the president came out, and a lot of people came out to support it. And my day, soon to become a doctor, being presented the honorary doctorate from Goldie Beacom. It was nice to see those people last night. Busy day for me yesterday. Spoke at a symposium at Villanova, which was, there were four different panels, and I was on one of them, the changing landscape of sports media, which has really, really changed a lot. Changed a lot. You know, I don't know what people, to ask the fans and ask the public, what changes do you see, do you like or not like? But that was was nice. Andrew Brandt had been kind enough to ask me to join the panel. Angelo was on it. I obviously took one shot. I could not go a day. He said some nice things about me, and I'll acknowledge that. But when he said something that I just had to jump on and, you know, totally incorrect. But we'll talk about that. The situation that happened with the Dodgers, it's the most disgraceful, inhumane, disgusting thing I have ever heard. And I kind of rooted for Ohtani, and I don't know if it's all him. Matter of fact, I don't think it's all him. But it's hard to root for the Dodgers, and I don't root for the Dodgers. I like Ohtani because I think he's a gracious, from everything that people have told me, a gracious person. And it's interesting to see how that'll all play out. But I hope the Dodgers get their ass kicked every game. It's turned into a disgusting organization, and I will deal with that today as well. I can't let that go. John Tortorella, and I don't know how many people listen to, and the Flyers, I got to give them credit. They post everything. They put up news conferences before practices. They put it up on their social media, and I watch it a lot of times because I'm doing so many things. I don't go over to practice to listen. First of all, it's like watching paint dry, watching the Flyers at practice. And the media only goes over there to talk to the players and talk to the coach. But I got to give the Flyers credit for posting everything. John Tortorella said some great things that is terrific advice for other coaches and general managers in Philadelphia. Terrific advice. Now, he's not giving advice. He's telling you his approach. But it comes down to honesty and transparency. And not all those standard BS lines that come out of coaches and general managers at their news conferences. And it's standard, just boring stuff. The truth will set you free. John Tortorella is currently my idol. It actually should be a question one week, but we'll get to that. I want to thank the people that made donations. And there was a lot of nice people that made donations to the Eagles Autism Challenge. The bike ride walk is coming up on May 18th, and had a good week. But it's never good enough to raise money for a great cause. On my Twitter, somewhere, you can kind of scroll through it, and you will see somewhere there's a link, not that far down, for the Eagles Autism Challenge, if you so wish. And if I see people make donations this morning, I'm going to give them a shout out if they want me to. All right. The question today to win the $100 gift certificate from McGurk's, where people are watching the games and just enjoying really good food and the atmosphere. There's never a bad time to go to McGurk's, either in Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. All right, WrestleMania is in town this week. And WrestleMania doesn't excite me anymore, I'll be honest with you, because I was around for the real entertainers, the real stars of the WWF. These guys are ripoffs. And, you know, The Rock is obviously very, very good. But outside of that, these guys are ripoffs. And I know it's a new generation, but whatever. WrestleMania is tomorrow night. There's going to be a lot of people there at the link. I get it. But tying into WrestleMania, I was going to do something on the wrestler you loved the most, but I'll save that for another time. But because there's a lot of things that happen at that WrestleMania, here is the question. Someone you would like to see get pile-drived, anybody in the sports world, obviously, somebody you would like to see get pile-drived at WrestleMania. You can think of a lot. There may be some people at WIP. There may be some people in the fringe of sports, but you got to keep it to sports. I don't want to get involved in anything else. Someone you would like to see pile-drived. It's just kind of it's a goofy question with, I'm sure there's going to be some strange answers. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. I don't have to give them 20 times. You know the number. All right, let's go to the phones. And there's some sound I'm going to play from some things that John Tortorella said this week, if you hadn't heard them. I think they're great because it's great advice, and I'm going to play those. Really fascinating stuff from the Flyers head coach. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're Ron. Ron, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You having a great day again?
It started, but it's great so far. Hey, listen, I got up. I got to talk to people. I still have the glow from last night from the Wilmington Blue Rocks and all
the what happened
terrific
there?
People.
Did you buzz the tower? I heard all your prep.
No, I didn't.
Was it a month of prep?
No, it was one day.
Hyperbolic chamber.
I'll tell you. You could give your comment, and I'm going to tell you what happened last night. All right?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, no, but you called about the Phillies, right?
Oh yeah, but I want to know what you did because I heard all the hype you were.
All right.
I want to know if you buzzed the tower.
No, I didn't. I didn't buzz the tower. All right, here's what happened. It was cold last night. No excuses.
Yeah, no kidding. I was out fishing. It was freezing.
Oh, man, it was really cold. But, hey, listen, it was part of the thing. I didn't throw any warm-up pitches because that's not what the first pitch is. I thought I was going to throw from the rubber, and this is not going to be an excuse, from all the way. And they, I guess, have the same thing. Oh, you can't get on the mound because, gosh, the pitcher that gets on there first might have your footprints in there. But at nothing again. The Wilmington Blue Rocks were really, really nice people. So now it's shorter. And now, you know, I didn't think straight. I got a little pumped up. I said, all right, I'm going to throw it hard because it's not going to be from 60 feet. It was like before the mound, what's that, 45 feet? Whatever it is. So, and I bounced it. So I threw it harder than I want. I didn't think about a target. I didn't have the proper prep mentally.
You didn't throw a couple on the side. You got to throw a couple on the side, Howard.
No, there's no place to throw a couple on the side. You can't do that. I know I should have. All right, but that's not the point is. The point is I felt an aftershock as I was about to throw from the earthquake, as I was about to throw the pitch, and it kind of threw me off. And then I choked. Again, I'm honest. I'm being honest with you.
Well, you are being honest. Because
I didn't have the right approach when I just found out that I wasn't going to throw from deeper, so I tried to throw it harder, and I made a mistake doing that. Hey, listen,
right.
I choked.
You pitched it. You pitched it. You set it right into the dirt.
Yeah, well, not right into the dirt, but I choked. All right. With all the other things, I choked.
So listen, you brought a lot of good subjects up. Let me just say this about the media. It's not just the sports media that's in the tank, that's in the toilet. It's all media. It's all media. It's just it's not restricted to just you guys in sports, but you know it is what it is. And let the truth set you free is a good way to put it.
Yes.
But everybody's worried about being politically correct. It don't hurt this guy's feelings.
Here's the other problem. It's politically correct, I guess, is part of it. The other part, people don't work as hard to dig up stories. There's still some really good people out there in the media.
Where?
And there's people that really try to dig things up. And then people just get on the fringes sometimes of what the story is. I mean, the network news is usually pretty good. The local news, it's a bunch of clips off of, you know, social media video. It's kind of a shame that the world has changed in news locally. The networks still try to do a good job, and for the most part they do on the network news, you know, from that standpoint. But ESPN is a bunch of bobbleheads who are clowns.
They're all everything's woke. Yeah. And it's the social media meets woke. You know, it's disgusting.
It's not the same. So what is there anything that you would like to see out of the media?
Yeah, what you said. Just get honest. I just tell the truth for what it is.
Yeah.
And let the chips fall where they may. You know.
Right.
But everybody's got an agenda. You got the red side. You got the blue side. And it's gotten into sports.
The politics
and everything else.
That's going on now. I don't even pay attention to that anymore because you can't. Because it's just a bunch of nonsense, but in all forms. But I want to stick to sports. And, you know, when people say they see something on Twitter, I still call it Twitter, see something on Twitter and they say reports. No, it's a social media posting. It's not a report. It's not a report. But anyway, what did you want to say about the Phillies?
Well, I want to say this. Listen, first of all, I'm with you. Pretty much all the way with the Phillies about the one hole and the four hole and what should go on there and why are we wasting the speed? They don't use their speed and the speed kills. And I'm with you all the way and they're going to do what they're going to do, but it's not the right way to do things. I can tell you that. And it's going to – listen, this team, as bad as they look, okay, they look like the same team that we've been watching. Not to me, it's early, it's very cold, it's not fun to play out there, you know, in this kind of cold playing baseball. It's terrible, actually. But I'm telling you, they look like they're doing the same stuff. They have no plate discipline, no plate awareness, they don't work the pitchers, they don't do anything. And ultimately, they're going to do what they did last year. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to grab your wild card spot. They're going to beat up on the bad teams, and then they're going to get tossed probably in the first round. Now, who would I love to see pile drive?
Yeah,
Castellanos. I want him pile drived. I want you to pile drive him.
That's not right.
Off the field,
Okay, okay, all right, Ryan, you're in. Castellanos, you want to see pile drived? Maybe you want to see him on the bench for a couple of games. But all right, hey Ryan, thanks for the call. Castellanos, he wants pile drive. Okay, we'll see if we can do that. All right, Dewey in media, you're on WIP. Dewey dropped. Let's go to Bill. Bill in Glassboro, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise. I've never had a bad day in my life. Busy day yesterday, but it was. There's a lot of good things that happened yesterday for me.
Absolutely. So. You did a fantastic job at the Villanova Sports Symposium, by the way. I live streamed it. And
was that on live stream, huh?
It was.
Okay. All right. That's great. I would have said hello to everybody.
My son Nick had the pleasure to meet you. Thought you were a gentleman.
What, at the symposium?
Yeah. He's a student there.
Yeah. All right. He's a student at Villanova, you said?
Yeah, he is. He's a second-year law student. Okay. He was wearing a suit yesterday, went up to you, shook your hand, said that he was the son of Bill from Glassboro, said you laughed.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. He told me you were your son. Yes. That's exactly right. I remember that. You know, I wore a suit with a tie. I think those kind of things, I think you should be appropriate for those. And other people had sport coats and some had ties. But, yeah, I just felt it was a proper thing to do. But I had fun. I enjoyed it. I expressed myself like I always like to do. And, you know, I use the term keep it real, for real, actually. But I like to express myself and be honest with people. And that's
Howard. It was informative and entertaining at the same time.
Well,
and
thanks.
Those things sometimes can't come close to that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know it was live stream. They probably should have told us. Well, I use words, but it's live stream, so it's okay to use those words. So I said bull whatever, I think, at one time. I think I said it.
It wasn't bad. It was just the one word.
Okay.
Howard, I agree with you about Rhys Hoskins. The one thing that he could provide the Phillies lineup is a right-handed bat to give protection to Bryce Harper in the lineup. He doesn't have any protection in that lineup, and I think that's one of the biggest problems our lineup has, aside from Schwarber leading off. I agree with you on that,
too. That's one of the points, but he's even when he goes in a slump, he still works a pitcher. He doesn't chase like some of the other hitters do. He was good in the locker room. There's so many things, but on the field he was really good. These people that complain about his defense, I'm over the defensive part of it. I'm over that. It's just they'd be better defensively and right if Harper was out there and Castellanos wasn't out there. So they'd be better and right. It was a mistake, but there's a lot of things that went into it. It wasn't a simple thing. Oh, the Phillies wanted Harper to play first. That's not even close to 100% true. But whatever.
Yeah.
So who would you like to see pile drive, Bill?
Oh, I'll tell you who I'd love to see pile drive. Let me tell you, first off, do you know the Milwaukee Bucks were 32-14 when they hired Doc Rivers to be the head coach? Do you know he's 15-16 with the Bucks?
Yes, I do.
That leads to who I would love to see pile drive, that fraud Doc Rivers.
Glenn Rivers. It's Glenn Rivers. It's not Doc Rivers. Well, I guess he can be Doc in Milwaukee. He couldn't be Doc in Philadelphia. Although I will be Doc, but I won't go by the term Doc when I get my doctorate from Goldie Beacom. All right. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. Maybe the Bucks are revolting with the firing of the coach. They are not a good team right now. They are not a good team. It is crazy. All right, I'm Howard Eskin. We're going to get back to the calls. I'm going to play John Tortorella, if you didn't hear it. I mean, it's something to... it's something that other coaches and general managers should pay attention to, but they won't. But we'll talk about other things. And I want to get to the Dodgers thing. That is a disgrace. It was a total disgrace. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:27, and Tasty Cake is something that I think you would really enjoy. Matter of fact, I know you would enjoy anytime, anywhere, but certainly when you get up. A lot of people are hungry when they get up. They have some sensational products. And I've told you about the pecan swirls. I've told you about the dipping sticks that you can dip in your coffee. But I like to eat them straight up. The honey buns, they've got all kinds of great things. The pies, the powdered mini donuts. If your kids are going to school, if you got kids going to school, you want to give them a snack. A lot of those things would be so great for them, for you. And whenever you're headed into Philly, guaranteed you'll want, whether it's candy cakes or crimpets, they're all so good and a great way to start your day, to continue your day, no matter what or when. Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, except no. 94 WIP on this Saturday morning. I want to get to the Dodgers thing, and I do want to get to Tortorella, but I want to get right back to the phones. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
Here's the problem that I have with the leadoff. Have you ever seen a pitcher throw Schwarber back to first base?
Once in a blue moon, as the phrase would go. Not very often, let's put it that way.
Well, I want a guy on there that puts the pitcher in different decisions that he has to make.
I want speed at the
top. Yes, sir. Because I was a catcher, and I would come out to the pitcher and say, listen, don't make me turn my glove. He has to limit his pitches now. With Schwarber, they could throw any nasty pitch they want. But when you got them kind of wheels, the pitcher, it was not only pitching to the batter, he was pitching to me.
I love these simpletons that now say, oh, look at Schwarber. He started off really well. He's hitting singles. Yeah, but that's not the spot for him. But then you still don't generate speed to generate runs. The Phillies are not scoring enough runs. It's really pretty simple. They won last night. They had three runs in one inning and one in another. They're just not hitting. And you got to do some things to shake it up. They won a game. Wonderful. And Schwarber got a couple RBIs. Wonderful. I want to see them generate runs other ways. And Schwarber, if he has a different approach now at the plate, then he's going to have that same approach hitting five and be better. And you hope that there's runners on base, whether it's Harper, whoever's hitting four. I like Bohm hitting four. I don't like this lineup. But
well, it's the position they're putting the man in the second hole. I wouldn't want to be the second hole hitter for the Phillies because the pitcher doesn't have to worry about nothing but attacking the hitter. He don't have to worry about keeping the runner.
Well, maybe
he don't
have to worry. Maybe that could be an excuse why Trey Turner's not. And he had a hit last night, but whatever. You wanted to talk about the Eagles, though, too, didn't you, Carl?
Yeah, I mean, your producer kind of cleared it up for me. I didn't know how. There wasn't a monetary decision. Like, how was he a Jet without being signed to a contract?
Well, I think Hassan Reddick, again, I think he did a great job for the Eagles. He was a good guy to deal with.
A good guy.
But I think he had an awakening and his agent tried to find a team that was going to give him a new contract because the Eagles gave them permission, and there was nobody out there. There was nobody out there. So the reality is I think he got a rude awakening and just had a save face knowing that with the Jets, he's going to be able to generate sacks because of the way they're going to play their defense. And the Eagles, he would not have. The defense is going to be mostly a 3-4. That's not his situation. The Jets are going to wait. They could still sign him during the season.
They're going to be good, Howard.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is good. He's a goofball, but is good.
He is, but their defense they will be is good. Tight.
You're right. They will be good. All right, so who would you like to see pile-drived?
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh, not John.
Yep. No. Okay.
Jim Harbaugh. He was actually a nice guy at the owners' meetings, but I don't know that he's going to be. He is a little strange. He's so different than his brother, John. All right, you got it, Carl. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, Howard, I have some concerns, as you do, about the Phillies offense. I mean, because...
Yes, I do.
Although you know, Schwarber's hitting singles, you know, here's the thing. Like, how many times just last night alone did they hit into a double play with, you know, people on base in scoring position? I mean, this seems like it's been a constant problem, at least at the very start of the season and towards the end of the season. What do we need to do as a Phillies team to kind of correct this? Because obviously, you know, what's working now, you know, even though Schwarber is hitting, you know, I do believe that he should be down in the lineup.
Well, I do too. And they're a team where there's too many players in that lineup that are trying to hit home runs. And I don't know how else to explain it. I really don't know how else to explain it. It's not a lineup set. And if they don't hit home runs, they don't score a lot of runs. And you're not going to hit home runs all the time. And especially in the playoffs, you're not going to hit home runs. It's not a good dynamic. And in the end, I don't think their offense, when I see it now, is going to be good enough the way the lineup's set up. I don't think it's going to. And they're going to have games where they're going to pound the ball and they're going to hit a lot of home runs and they're going to do all those things. But it's not going to be enough. And they'll make the playoffs. Will they win the division? The Braves are still a better team. And I know Strider he struggled again last night pitching. And people are, oh, look at Strider. The Braves have so many things going for them. But the Phillies have to find ways to do things different than the way they did it before. And otherwise, it's not going to change. And they're good. There's no question they're good. There's no question.
100% they're good. They have talent on there. I mean, the bullpen is struggling.
I know.
A little bit. And, you know, they were supposedly ranked the number one bullpen in baseball coming into the season. So, it's kind of like...
You know, those rankings are all based on analytic nonsense. I don't even want to hear where they're ranked. It's what you do on the field. It's what you do on the field. I don't want to hear about all that other nonsense. It's what you do on the field. Rankings are irrelevant. It's the standings that make a difference. Other than that, rankings are irrelevant. All right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. All right. Who's the person you'd like to see?
Howard, can I just touch one thing on the Eagles?
Sure.
I don't think they've done enough in the offseason so far. I'm hoping
5 months left before the start of the season. Just relax.
No. So far. I mean, I know we have the draft coming up, so we're going to have to reevaluate after the draft. But, you know, they do need some parts. So... Anyway, moving on to who should be pile-drived, and this guy, everything from the process to the stadium in Chinatown to buying the Commanders, Josh Harris.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? He should be pile drive to get him. And you know what? Those Washington football people are going to wish he was pile drive too after they see what he's already raised prices for them. The team sucked and he raised ticket prices. Beautiful thing, isn't it? All right. Hey, thanks for the call. The Dodgers. And I want to mention this before I take care of some things here. Ohtani hit his first home run as a Dodger. And there were writers that talked to the woman that got the baseball. They were so disgusting in trying to get that ball back, bullied her, threatened her in different ways, wouldn't let her talk to her husband for advice on what to do. They wouldn't leave her alone until she gave them the baseball for a couple of autographed hats. They said she was going to be able to meet Ohtani, which didn't happen. That didn't happen. And that ball, and people put values on the ball. Some auction house put a value of $100,000 on the ball. Whether she was going to sell it or not, when baseballs are hit into the stands, they're the property of those fans. And the Dodgers, then the security people who bullied her, and they threatened her, we're not going to authenticate the ball that was the ball that was the home run. Who gives a damn whether they get a sticker on it from Major League Baseball to authenticate it? Anybody watching the game saw who got the baseball. The Dodgers people ought to be ashamed of themselves. They ought to be reprimanded by Major League Baseball, and they should be forced to give her a minimum of $50,000. They gave her a couple of autographed hats. Oh, isn't that just wonderful? But they bullied her. They wouldn't let her go to her car before she gave up the baseball. And that's wrong. What they did was wrong. And it sets precedent for other memorable things. And I don't care whether Major League Baseball puts a sticker on a ball. This nonsense that we got to authenticate the ball. You know, bleep you. The Dodgers I wish nothing but bad things for the Dodgers after what they did to that fan. All right. Got that off my chest. And I'm going to get John Tortorella off my chest. And I see a couple of people made donations to the Autism Challenge. I want to thank Scott Sutton. Scott, thank you very much. My page, Marinelle Benson, I want to thank you for making a donation to the Eagles Autism Challenge. The link is up on Twitter, and you don't have to scroll down that far to find it. And I appreciate those two people making donations. Thank you very much. And anybody else that chooses to do so, I'll give you a shout out today. All right, the time now is 8:42. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday morning. I also want to mention the Phillies introduced their new uniforms. I don't know anything that those uniforms say about Philadelphia. I don't know anything. The hat's kind of cool. It's got a Liberty Bell, but it's blue. What does the blue? I know its city colors are blue and yellow or gold or whatever you want to call them. And the front of the uniform says Philly on it. Oh, boy, that really identifies Philadelphia. Boy, that's great. It's like, you're kidding me, aren't you? You're kidding me. If you didn't see him, I'll post it on my Twitter shortly. It is like, I don't like them. I don't like them a little bit. I like the hat, but it's not Philadelphia colors. And I just, what does it say about Philly or Philadelphia other than on the front of the jersey? It says Philly. The color, it's a wonderful color, but it's not the color. It's not the anything to do with the color that we know to be the Phillies. You're going to change your color scheme, change your color scheme. But don't, and they're going to wear them next week against the Pirates. And then they tried to get cute with the numbers. I see Trey Turner's uniform has a number 7. You don't even know it's a number 7. They tried to get cute with that. It just does absolutely zero for me. Zero. But, hey, listen, wonderful colors. the hat, I'll go with that. But outside of that, I'll pass. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning. Good morning, King.
All right, Joe. Good morning.
King, the Phillies.
Yes.
Managers.
Okay, what about them?
Don't win you any games. But Ron Thompson causing the Phillies to lose games.
Well, which game did he cause them to lose? Let's deal with that.
The game against Cincinnati. Score was 2-2. Takes out the starter who was doing well. Puts in a kid who got shell shocked. And he couldn't change pitches because, oh, he pitched the night before. Okay. He's not available.
All right. Let me just say this. I think he's done some things. First of all, I would have had Zach Wheeler pitch another inning. But analytics and all this other nonsense. But the reality is, they're not hitting.
They're not hitting. That's true.
All right.
But why, King? You ever wonder why they're not doing what they're doing on offense?
I have no idea. Other than that, this team just tries to hit too many home runs.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there's something else going on. This idea about pitch counts and analytics. You take your best pitcher out, and the Phillies bullpen, they're going to give up runs. Now you got to run the risk of having to play from behind, and the Phillies don't do that too good.
Mm-hmm.
And
if they hit, that changes. They got to hit, but they got to change the lineup.
Yeah, you got to do something because it's not working.
Yep.
And Ron Thompson, he was asked about Johan Rojas, about his problems.
I'm going to stop you there. I'm so tired of talking about the nine hitter in the lineup. I could care less. All right, I need the other guys to hit. I need the other guys to hit. It's that simple. I don't want to hear about Johan Rojas. All right, I'm tired of it. I'm over it. They need the. He's the ninth hitter in the lineup. I am over it. All right, over it.
All right.
Who is the person you like to see pile drived?
Oh, and could be anybody.
Anybody in sports? In sports, Joe.
Okay, right. In sports, could it be somebody who works at the station?
You know what? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Give me a name, and I'll tell you whether it qualifies.
I don't like to say his name, but Ken, will personally
give me a name.
All right, Ike Reese.
Boy, you went through all that. That won't win, but that's all right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
All right. It's like pulling teeth. Yeah, good morning.
I wanted to talk about the Blue Rocks this morning and my love for them. But before
you know, Whit Merrifield played there.
I got a
seasons.
Whole list of guys. John Lieber, Mike Sweeney, Johnny Damon, Zach Greinke, Sal Perez, Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer, Whit Merrifield. The list goes on and on.
Carlos Beltran,
that's right. A lot of great talent has gone through the Blue Rocks.
Yep,
you said
correct.
Something really interesting while I was on hold, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to tell us a little bit more. You said it's not 100% true that the Phillies wanted Harper to play first base.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, Harper wanted to play first base. Wanted to play first base.
We know that Harper wanted to play first base, but you're saying
That was the end of the story.
And
once he said he wanted to play first base.
I can read between the lines, but the impression was that everybody was on board.
I don't believe so.
Okay. You know so, or you don't believe so?
Let's put it this way.
I trust your judgment.
Well, you heard Rob Thompson in spring training. Did you hear him when you had him on the show?
I did. I did hear him in spring training. Okay. I think he was talking about the overall club and not the defense. My question is,
don't you think Rob Thompson wanted him back?
I think everybody would have loved to have him back, but the
don't you think Rob Thompson wanted him back? The answer is yes.
Okay. I agree.
Harper wanted to play. Let's just make it clear. Harper wanted to play first base. It's not it's not like the Phillies begged him to play first base. Hey, listen, I like Bryce, and he's done a really good job at first base. He's done a really good job. I will not complain. He's done a really good job. And is he better defensively than Rhys Hoskins? Yes. But they miss Rhys Hoskins in the lineup. But Harper wanted to play first base. It's that simple.
The good news is that Rhys is on Milwaukee, and something to just keep in the back of your mind, he's going to be available. He's going to be a trade piece likely for them. He doesn't have a long-term deal, so it wouldn't be a shock to me.
I think he's got 2 years.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be a trade piece for them. The Phillies are not trading for Rhys Hoskins, all right?
I agree with that. Certainly not at this point, but you never know come trade deadline time when they need.
Where are you going to put him?
By then, who knows who's injured? You know, you could have a totally different lineup.
The Phillies are not going to trade for Rhys Hoskins. Come on.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that I believe that he's going to be a trade. I don't think he's going to be in Milwaukee.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the Phillies. My concern is the Phillies.
I wanted to just let everybody know, for everybody that's been outpriced from Citizens Bank Park, the Blue Rocks is a great place to go and watch a minor league ball game.
Yeah, it's a nice ballpark, too.
There isn't a bad seat. Just bring your sunblock, bring a hat, some sunglasses. And it's very family friendly. The prices are very fair, and it's really a nice place to go. Yeah. People couldn't be any nicer and more
nice
friendly.
People. I had a good time last night, and I spent a lot of time with the president and many of the wonderful people from Goldie Beacom College, where I'm going to receive the doctorate. So it was a fun night for me. I'm not happy with my first pitch. My mental approach was terrible because they changed or I didn't know that I was going to throw. But nonetheless, I choked. All right.
Howard, you're going to get the opportunity likely to throw out a first pitch for the Phillies. Just make sure you have proper warm-up time.
Yeah, well, I didn't have any warm-up time. All right. Who would you like to see pile-drived?
So normally I'm in full support of the players getting every penny that they possibly can in professional sports, but this particular agent is not good for the game, and I'd like to pile drive Scott Boras.
Scott Boras is a good one. That really is a good one. All right. Hey, Scott, have a great day. All right. Scott Boras is a great one. Boy, there's some good ones. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday morning, and I want to suggest to you, if you're hungry, Tasty Cake is the perfect snack anytime, anywhere. You know, I look at the Tasty Cake, the rack that we have of all the Tasty Cake at the studios, and sometimes you can't choose, whether it's the crimpets, whether it's the dipping sticks, whether it's the pecan squirrels, whether it's the honey buns, whether it's the cakes and the pies. They're all so good, and it's so good to start your day that way. The powdered mini donuts are delicious, great for treats to give to your kids to take to school. Wherever you're headed in Philadelphia, guarantee you'll want some candy cakes. The peanut butter candy cakes are great, too. The crimpets, I like the butterscotch, although I like them the most. But I do like the jelly. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot. It really does every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. .94 WIP, hour number two, talking about the Phillies. The Phillies need to score more runs. They won last night, and that's great. They need to score more runs. I don't know what worries people. They're going to miss Rhys Hoskins. I think they already do. We've talked about the uniforms they're going to wear. I think it's next Thursday they're going to wear the alternate uniforms. The Eagles, I know people are concerned. the symposium I did at Villanova yesterday, I had a great day and then ended up with the Blue Rocks. Really nice night. So we can talk about all those things, and we will. And I could use, I'm hungry, and I have a tasty cake waiting, but I want to wait till I get off the air. I should have had one before, and I should have had one before, but whatever. All right, let's go back. You know what? Let me play. I want to play John Tortorella before we go back to the phones. Before practice, after a game, it was earlier in the week, I forget which night, he buried the team, And the reason he buried him is because he felt guys weren't playing hard. And you know what? He was honest. He was authentic. He was himself, and he told you the truth. And then at practice, before practice this week, it was a couple days ago, he explained himself, and he didn't waver. I mean, there's a couple of things that I want to play for you, and let's start with this one. Here's John Tortorella.
But I do think sometimes it helps a team. I think if you handle it the right way, it helps the team. And I know we have a close group down there. And one thing we are, from coaches, Danny, Jonesy, the players, we are transparent down there. And there's no wondering what the guy's thinking. To me, that's the most important thing, is from our ownership right on down, that we're transparent on one another. And I think we've done a pretty good job being transparent with you guys, too. I think that's so important, especially when we're in this situation and building this team. So everybody has a chance to say what they want to say. And I think that's really important. And what happens, if you're truthful and you're honest and you care, there's going to be conflict because not everybody's going to agree. You work through that together, I think that even helps the room even more. So I think that's what's gone on here, and I think it's really healthy. Everybody gets freaked out around us sometimes when there's some truth said or honesty brought out. I think it's so healthy because there's no agenda. I think it's so important for a locker room.
You know, he's 100% right. And no other coaches or managers. And I think most other GMs tap dance around what they really think. Be honest. And players are, you know, they're grown-ups. Once they go, oh, they're young kids. Give me a break. Making a lot of money. And they've come into a different world. And you got to don't cover up for them. He is he's great. You know, he went on, and he knows this is part of an image that people have about him, John Tortorella. And he went on, and I'm going to play another comment from John Tortorella. Here, let's go with it.
If a player, or it always comes down to, right? It always comes down, oh, they're going to quit on him. It follows me around. And so be it. If a player is going to quit on me, or players are going to quit on me because I'm trying to make them better people and better athletes, you got the wrong damn coach here, and you got the wrong damn people here. So I'm not sure what goes on. My job is, I am going to push athletes. And I try to stay away from, I have other things on my mind that I don't give you. I was in control the other night. What I said, I meant. And quite honestly, when I watch the tape now, I'm more concerned than just the second period. Because of, I'm so proud of the team getting here. And I guess now the narrative out there is, because I've heard from other people, that they're young, they're not supposed to be here. We're here. We're here. Face it. And let's be better. And I don't think we're ready to be better. And that's my problem with us right now. And it is my job. I have not done a good enough job to get them over the hump after playing those seven games. And then each game, as it goes down, we have six left. I haven't done a good enough job to make him understand we have to be different now. We have to be at a different level. That's my frustration with me, and that's my frustration with the team. And if people can't handle it, so be it.
John Tortorella is so straightforward and so honest, and it is so refreshing. It is so refreshing to hear that from John Tortorella. Refreshing. Flyers lost last night, and the team just may not be good enough. They have a shot to make the playoffs, but they have grown from the beginning of the year. And if players can't handle it, as John Tortorella would say, so be it. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, coddling players. All right, let's go to Norm. Norm, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, Howard?
You
wow,
tell
I
me.
Didn't know John Tortorella said all that stuff. Wow, that's deep.
I'm That's telling you, deep. The guy, he ought to conduct a class for other coaches and general managers in this city, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't know he said that. But look, Howard, yeah, I was wanting to kind of touch on some bases with Rhys Hoskins. I kind of think we knew once he walked out the door and went to Milwaukee, we were going to be where we are right now. I don't know why everybody's kind of like surprised, or maybe they're not surprised, but we knew this was going to happen. We knew that. Why did they even let this guy walk knowing this lineup is where we are? I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
Well, I get it, but I don't like it. You get it, but you don't like it.
I don't like
They're going to miss him again. They missed him. I knew when he got hurt last year. There's nothing you could do last year. They were going to miss him.
Right.
And they did.
Right.
They did when it came down. The regular season is the regular season. We are so accepting. And that we as people know, these teams are going to make the playoffs. Now, the Flyers obviously have a little way to go, and they got to grind it out a little bit at the end here. But making the playoffs for the Eagles, for the Phillies, for the Sixers, it's not what it's about anymore. You know,
no.
You can't just make the playoffs and say, oh, we made the playoffs. No. So
we want to win.
Are they good enough to win a championship? And that's what it comes down to.
And they're not. They're not. This is a preview of just what's going to happen all summer. We know that, Howard. We see it.
Yep.
Just a preview. But quickly also, too, that call with UConn and Iowa was ridiculous. I don't know if it's got anything to do with these fan duels and these betting.
You know, wonder if the officials wanted to make sure that Iowa got to the national championship game.
Exactly.
And I can't believe that's the case, but I can believe they side on the error to the side of Iowa. And
because of Caitlin Clark. That's
right. That's exactly right. They just wanted Caitlin Clark to get to the finals.
Well, my pile driver, believe it or not, you might not like it, but since you mentioned it, said that it could come from the station, that smug voice of your son, Spike Etzel, I want to see him get pile drive so bad, it just drives me nuts.
Okay, what did he say? What did he say that caused you to want him to be pile-drived?
Just the way that he talks, Albert. He doesn't talk like you. He has that smug New York slow.
He's not New York. He's Philadelphia. He's Philadelphia.
I know that, Howard. I know. But he just has that smug voice that just drives me nuts. He is so dry.
Well, he's so disillusioned about the 76ers that, you know, and that's not going to change. You know, it's just, whatever.
I know.
He's got his opinion. He's got his opinion. I've got mine. He ripped me. He was the first one to rip me for that first pitch last night. But that's okay. I get it. All right. But he's in the mix for sure. He's in the mix. All right, Norm, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. You are in the mix for that. He's not in the mix for that. Norm, thanks for the call. Let's go to Drew. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Morning.
I'm just going to, just do my little service announcement, show of love for the Sixers. Despite all the management issues, the Daryl Morey, the Doc Rivers, all that stuff, Josh Harris, you know, But the players, it's a disservice to the players who, you know, work hard to do the best they can, whoever's healthy, whoever's on the court. And I actually am encouraged the way this team is set up in terms of when's the last time we had six guys playing who could score 20 points on a given night. I can't remember the Sixers ever having that kind of scoring shooting depth that we now have, and I'm encouraged. So,
in the playoffs, that's not going to happen. And here's the other thing. The NBA's the defense is so brutal in the NBA. And just everybody. It's not just one team. It's really brutal. And to score 20 points almost doesn't mean anything. See how many people have scored 50 points this year, 50 or more points this year? What does that tell you? That tells you there's no defense anymore in the NBA. That's what it tells you. And the playoffs are going to change because they play differently in the playoffs. It's just because they know, the players know. That's why there's so many players that take days off and tell them, don't give me injuries. They're just taking the day off and they're faking the injury. Or they're giving you nonsense about what the injury is because you're not allowed to say load management. It's a terrible product. The NBA is a terrible product. The regular season has now become irrelevant because players know it's just, and the teams at the back end kind of fight a little bit to get in, and the play-in games and all this other nonsense. It's just a bad product. It's three-point shots, it's dunks, and it's no defense. And guys can shoot. There's no question. There's players that are skilled enough to shoot, but nobody defends it as much anymore. That's the issue. Nobody defends it. Or very few teams and players defend it. And that's
that's part of the reason why I am encouraged, because I know the defense.
But they're
going to
defend it in the playoffs. They're going to defend it,
but it's, the defense is still nowhere what it was like in prior, you know, whatever you want to call it, eras or times. And
playoffs, it changes every year. It changes. Be encouraged. Embiid the other night, he comes out, he's Superman. He comes out to save the day. I really shouldn't be playing. But, what do you mean? Then don't play. Don't tell me you shouldn't be playing. It's always a woe is me. I'm here. What the Sixers did and what he did about he's out, he's questionable, I'm not sure. The other night when the first game back, they knew he was going to play during the day. And they should be fined because the gambling world changes all that. You can't do that in the gambling world. And they're partners with a lot of these sports books, so they have to be honest. But here I come to save the day. Hey, listen, we know how talented he is, but I don't want to hear, I really shouldn't be playing. Then don't play. If you shouldn't be playing, then don't play. I don't want to hear you're here to save the day. But obviously they're a better team when he's on it. But. Don't make it like you're saving everybody, and here I am, and it's Joel Embiid, and it's like, oh, my God, better than anything in the world. Hey, brother, just play. Play.
Look, Howard, I'm just glad they didn't trade Maxey for whoever, for Damian Lillard.
They were never
going
to trade Maxey.
Good.
I mean, nobody even brought that up. That was just so foolish. Maxey's the best. He is the best person on that team. There's not even a question. He's such a good guy. He's coachable. Joel Embiid's not coachable. He does whatever the hell he wants to do. But Maxey is a great, great, great guy. Not a great player yet, but a very good player.
Howard, I would like to see pile drive the entire Baseball Hall of Fame committee.
Why is that?
Just because the thing, whether it's Dick Allen or Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame, it's nonsense what they do.
I know that's a lot of people to pile drive, but I'll put you in the mix. But you're right about that. Dick Allen, it's a disgrace that he was not in the Hall of Fame before he passed away. An absolute, total, 100% disgrace. It is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. And there's players that are in there that shouldn't be in there. You're going to tell me Dick Allen, people are going to push for Chase Utley. Nice player for 4.5 years. Very good player. But he's not a Hall of Famer. And the fact that he's got a shot to get in the Hall of Fame probably before Dick Allen is disgusting. And that's not nothing against Chase Utley. It's against the Hall of Fame. But you make a good point. All right, let's go to Chuck. Chuck, what the hell do you have to say today?
Hey, Howard, Mr. Insider of the Year. What's up, buddy? How you doing today?
Happy Saturday. We're now pals, huh? What's up? I come off a really fun day yesterday at Villanova and then at the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Hey, listen. And then, hey Chuck, you're going to recognize me as a doctor come May 3rd? It's all good.
Hey, listen, Dr. Seuss, right? Dr. Seuss?
Yeah. King PhD, and don't you forget it.
Okay. Well, listen, Howard, here's the thing, right? Let me say this to you real quick. The Sixers, you got to give them some slack, all right? And I'm going to say this. You know, I'm with you with Joel Embiid. You know, I've always been there with you with Joel, right? The dramatics. And the Sixers did get fined, by the way. They got fined $100,000, you know what I mean, for that shenanigans they pulled the other day.
They did get fined?
Yeah, they got fined $100,000.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, that's not. I'm glad you got. And they should have gotten fined. They should have gotten fined. There's no question. I didn't know that. That's good to know.
He knew they was going to play him. It's ridiculous. You know, I mean, he had to wait all day to know he was going to play him.
Don't tell me he's out, and then he's questionable. And then Nick Nurse is such a. I don't know if he's a good coach anymore because you don't have the team together, but he is a phony. He never tells you the truth. You know, when he said the other night, the first game before he played, somebody said when he was still questionable, and they knew, oh, he's out there working out. They knew he was going to play, but okay. So he said he's still questionable. All right, if he plays, how many minutes do you think you're going to play him? I haven't gotten to that point yet. What do you mean you haven't gotten to that point? You know exactly what you're going to do. What do you mean you haven't gotten to that point? Give me a break.
You know, this is Sixers organization, and your guy.
Come on, Nick. That's not the way to start it off. Boy, this whole year, he's the tap dance, and then he's. It's just with anytime somebody from this. Or I shouldn't say somebody from well, the players. I shouldn't say that. There's many people in the Sixers. As soon as they open their mouth, you know it's not the truth. It's just, it's ridiculous.
I mean, sickening.
It's sickening.
But Nick Sirianni does the same thing, too. So, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, I want him to say more, and he's muzzled a lot of times. Hey, Nick Sirianni is a very personable guy. And when he expresses himself, if he expresses himself, he's very good. There's nothing wrong with expressing yourself. I love the way people say, well, you know, and then if this doesn't happen, I don't care. It's a 24-hour cycle. After the 24 hours, people move on. But the truth will set you free. It's that simple.
I'm not sure, though, Howard. He has to grow up. You know what I mean? To be a football head coach in his league.
He is a good football head coach. And yesterday at the symposium, Angelo said the team quit on him. How the hell does he know? He's never down there. And Angelo said some nice things, and we said some nice things about each other. And I appreciate the nice things he said about me. But the reality is, I checked with so many people and so many players. And they didn't quit on him. The defense was brutal. They sucked. They were awful. They couldn't tackle me. I mean, it's a joke. And the quarterback has got to get back up to the level. He wasn't playing at a good level. So.
Well, yeah. What they want to sit in and say, you know, we can bring this player and then bring that player, and it ain't gonna matter unless you know Hurts plays to the level he played to went to the Super Bowl. But I want to see the Sixers real quick. But I'm really interested. And what's going to happen, you know what I mean, going forth? I would have liked Joel to answer that question when he asked him the other night, how are you feeling? I would like him to say, I'm so good. You know what I mean? I've been out 2 months.
No, but you know what he said? I really shouldn't be playing. Then don't play.
Yeah. I mean, I just want him
to. Don't give me your I'm here to save the day nonsense. Then don't play if you shouldn't be playing.
You know, you're a veteran now. You know, I mean, you've been in the league for
playing
10
for himself
years now.
Anyway. It's all about himself. Isn't it interesting? And that he came back the other night, and Skechers announced a deal with him and wearing their shoes.
Really?
Isn't it just strangely coincidental?
So that's what happened.
Well, they announced a deal that he has a deal with Skechers.
Yeah. I knew he had to deal with him, but so he officially signed. Okay,
I believe so. That's what I saw.
Those sneakers ugly anyway. Listen, I need Joel Embiid to be a man this year in the playoffs, okay? And this is when Tyrese Maxey is going to grow into a man in the playoffs. Okay, the Sixers are going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Tyrese Maxey, I can't say enough good things about Tyrese Maxey. Can't say enough.
The people wanted to trade him 2 years ago. You know that, right? You know, people wanted to trade him.
Well, what people are idiots.
For Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard, guys, are on their way out.
They weren't going to get those guys. You can't trade Maxey. And they should have Halliburton on this team. And if they had both those guys, that backcourt would have been amazing. Would have been amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, but Daryl Morey, you have to do his job. He doesn't do his job as a GM.
Because he's not good enough. He's not even close to good. He's never done anything. He's a fraud. He's a con man. And he's stealing money from the Sixers. But Josh Harris, who cares? Josh Harris is stupid enough to give him an extension.
But the saving grace for this team is Joel got hurt at the right time. Okay, he came back at the right. You knew he was going to get hurt. It's inevitable. But he got hurt early enough for him to come back, and he might be
okay.
Able to
I got one question for you, Chuck. Since you consider yourself an expert on Joel Embiid, should he play in the Olympics?
Considering he came back, I don't mind him playing in the Olympics now.
Yeah, but that adds games to him for the year. That adds more physical beating to him for the year.
He does. If he plays for the Olympics, this is my opinion, Howard. This is just my personal opinion. He doesn't care about winning the championship in Philadelphia.
This is his last chance to play for the Olympics because he won't be good enough.
Listen, he came back. You know, he's trying to get his team over the hump. I commend him for that.
He bailed out on France, too, because he saw Wemby and Gobert were going to be on the team, and there's really not centers on the United States team. So he bailed out of France.
He wanted the easy route. Winning the gold medal.
Well, not an easy route. He wanted to make sure he got minutes, and he wasn't going to get enough minutes in his mind if Wemby and Gobert and they would be
French
team.
It could be a combination.
Chuck, give me the person you'd like to see pile drive.
I like to pile drive Trey Turner through a wall. Because he sucks. Okay,
he's a good guy. He just can't hit right now.
Howard, this team stinks because of him. They won yesterday because they played Washington. Stinks.
Right.
But this team could be so much better if he would just hit the baseball.
All right. Well, if you put Stott in that, then you got it running around the bases. Then he could hit and run, which they don't do anymore either. It's just you have all these, and then he would make sure he'd be more apt to make contact. There's so many things that could happen with the lineup different. All right, Chuck. Hey, you have a great weekend, Chuck. Thanks for the call. I'm Howard Eskin, 215-592-9494. The person you'd like to see most pile-drived, WrestleMania's in town. It's just not my cup of tea anymore at WrestleMania. I love the other guys. The other guys were great, but these guys are just imitations. But nonetheless, who would you like to see pile-drive to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's? And it's three locations, which are absolutely sensational. You'll all love it. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to somebody else that made a donation this morning. Eric, and I hope I pronounce your name right, or at least I'm close, Rzinski. Eric Rzinski also made a donation this morning to the Eagles Autism Challenge, and the link is on my Twitter, on my Facebook, if you so choose to make a donation. The time now is 9:26. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin here as we're winding down on the show. And Angelo, I'd like to, it's hard for me to do this, but he said some nice things about me yesterday when we were at that symposium on the panel at Villanova. So I wanted to thank him for that. Maybe the last time I ever do that. Whatever. It's all good. Interesting day for me yesterday at the panel at Villanova. Came home, shut it down for an hour and a half, and then kind of went out. Not a kind of. I went out to the Wilmington Blue Rocks. A little chilly out there. Honored and throwing the first pitch on their opening game. Hung out with the people from Goldie Beacom College, which was really, really nice. So it was a good night. It was a good night. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP. Bill?
Okay, Bill, now I'm on. I see that.
There
yep.
you go. There you go.
Hey. Okay, a couple things. I guess I was really blown away with what you told me about when you played Tortorella's comments. I had never heard of a coach be that transparent with the fans before.
I'm telling you, I love it. And the truth will set you free. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see a debate between him and Gabe Kapler.
I don't care about a debate.
But
Gabe Kapler's in the rearview mirror. Get over that.
Yeah. And the Phillies, my concern is everybody thinks that, hey, they've gotten out of these slumps before, they'll do it again. The thing is, the league knows them now. It may be harder for them to turn it around
You still got to have a better approach at the plate. And I still don't think they have a good enough approach at the plate.
That's it. They have to change something, and maybe it is the better approach.
Everybody, baseball is a game of adjustments. The pitcher adjusts. A game of adjustments in sports. Pitcher adjusts. Now the batter's got to adjust. But you can't chase. And that's why I wanted Rhys Hoskins. He doesn't chase. He brings some stability to the lineup, but that's over. There's nothing we can do about that now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So, but the Phillies they're going to have to score some runs. They can't just depend on pitching. And obviously nobody can just depend on pitching. You got to score runs, and you got to have a good approach. And that's why I want the lineup that I want, because I want to generate runs when they don't hit home runs, and speed at the top will do that. So,
and Bill,
they scored four runs, but they scored two innings.
Yeah, and even if you thought that was enough for last night, just one game doesn't do it.
That wasn't enough. Yeah. They left men in scoring position with less than two outs. It was not good. Hey, Bill, who would you like to see pile drived?
Chip Kelly.
An interesting name. Thanks for the call, Bill. All right, I'm going to punish myself here. I'm going to punish myself because I'm going to go to Cowboy Jim. And why I do this and why I torture you as well as me. But let's see what this rocket scientist has to say. What's
up? Just a bit outside. Hey, I had money on that yesterday. I said you'd throw a strike.
Well, you
made money off of that somehow.
No, I didn't make any money off it. All right, here's the deal. I admitted that I choked. The approach, I thought I was going to throw from the mound. And I guess they're just like the Phillies. They don't want you to, screw up the mound there. It's all fixed up. So I tried to throw harder when it was shorter. And that's my mental approach, I didn't warm up, but that's no excuse. I didn't have a mental approach. And then I felt another aftershock of the earthquake.
Yeah, well, I was near the epicenter yesterday. I'm sorry to say I didn't fall into the depths of hell. But it sounds like Chuck's flip-flopping a bit, I have to say that. And, Chuck, be a professional. Turn your radio off when you're talking to Howard. Come on, you call all the time. Yeah, it was irritating. Hey, and don't talk about Iowa like that. They gave up two turnovers in less than a minute. So don't be saying that, they want Iowa in there. UConn had their chances. And, Iowa made some tough shots.
I get it. But you can't make a call like that at the end.
She put her elbow out. She wanted to knock her out, for crying out loud.
Stop.
Come on, don't.
Hey, listen, everybody wants Iowa in the against South Carolina. Everybody wanted Iowa because it's obvious who they wanted in the national championship game.
But they nearly gave it away. So don't sit there and say like everybody wanted it. So anyway, listen, the NBA's lost. There's nothing Tortorella could say to any basketball coach, any NBA basketball coach, because the NBA's lost. So there's nothing he could do, and there's probably
Nick Nurse would roll his eyes if John Tortorella told him this is the way and you should be authentic and this is the way you should approach it. Nick Nurse, I don't know how many things he says that are honest. And it's too bad. I was giving the guy a chance, but and I'm not sure about the coach because he's had different lineups and who knows. The Buddy Hield decision by Daryl Morey was ridiculous. He can't even get enough minutes anymore. The whole thing is... they're a mess, and Embiid comes back, so there's no question that they're better, but they're not good enough to win a championship.
They're not good enough, and I don't understand Chuck and people even saying going to the you know, even to the NBA, the conference championship. I don't even see that. I mean, who's going to lead them there?
Nope.
You know, there's nothing. And as for the Phillies, still playing small, trying to play small ball. They can't do that. Nothing's going to happen there. And as for my pile driver, I would say Travis Kelce. He stole your girlfriend. He threw the helmet. He bumps into Coach Reed. He needs to be pile driver.
Wait a minute, stole whose girlfriend?
Stole your girlfriend.
Oh, please.
Please. You have a good day, King. Bye.
I see. What a moron. It's just, I'm a Swiftie. But even at no time did I ever have a shot. Taylor said, you got to know your limits. Come on, man. Didn't steal my girlfriend. It's just, there's too much nonsense going on. Hey, Travis is a great guy. Taylor Swift is best entertainer in the world without question. But everybody's got to always have something about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Enough is enough. We don't need any more. All right. We don't need any more. We don't. It's just, everybody's got to do something on it. It's ridiculous. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll come back and wrap it up. Who would you like to see pile drive to win, or pile driven, or whatever you want to say, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, which people are having a great time at McGurk's with all these games. They're in Horsham, Fort Washington, and Lionville, and another location soon to come, and the food, besides the atmosphere, the food's great. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:39, and speaking of food, you hungry? Well, you might want to have a little breakfast, but I know a terrific part of your morning, a terrific part would be Tasty Cake. And you have so many options to choose from. Whether you go into a Wawa, you go into a convenience store, you go into a supermarket. If you don't walk out with Tasty Cake, you're doing yourself a disservice. Hey, I always look when I head down to Atlantic City, when I go to the Borgata. I stop in the rest stop there, Frank S. Farley Plaza, I guess it's called. And I always check the gas station there for Tasty Cake. Always see what Tasty Cake they have lined up. Whether it's the dipping sticks, whether it's the honey buns, whether it's the crimpets, whether it's the peanut butter candy cakes, whether it's the mini donuts, all great. And whenever you're headed to Philadelphia, guaranteed you'll want some candy cakes or crimpets, anything for the road. No matter what or when, Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin as we're winding it down for the final segment. I'm going to get to the phones, but I want to thank another person this morning, and I've given a shout out. Patrick Milligan made a donation. Nice donation, Patrick. Thank you. And any donation is really appreciated to the Eagles Autism Challenge. And the link to get on and make the donation is on my Twitter or Facebook. You might have to scroll through and get it, but it's easy to find, I'm sure, on Twitter. These other people have found it. But thank you to all that made donations this morning, and you can still make them. The Eagles Autism Challenge is May 18th, the bike ride, the walk, so we still have some time. All right, let's go back to the phones, and up next is Tommy. Tommy, you're on WIP.
Howard, it's a pleasure and a joy, and from this moment onward, we need to begin getting the peasants and the villains to start saying, doctor.
Well, you can get all the people over there in Glassboro to say that, Tom.
Yeah, listen, I'm a borough boy. My dad was the mayor of Glassboro, Dr. Leo McCabe,
wow,
for 23 years till I lost him a few years ago. He built, you know, helped build Rowan University, Rowan Boulevard. I'm in Chicago.
Hey, you know, I'm going to say something about Rowan. I was checking yesterday with somebody, and it actually happened at the Wilmington Blue Rocks. I was talking to one of the people that work for the Blue Rocks, and the people from Goldie Beacom college are there, and their tuitions are under $15,000. They use endowment money. They keep costs down. And I thought, I wondered what the tuitions were at Rowan. If you're in state, they're not that expensive. I mean, they're expensive. But Villanova with board, room and board, is over $90,000.
And
Penn is like $95,000, $96,000. You can't. How do people afford that?
It's crazy.
How are you going to educate people? I mean,
You and I have been around long enough to remember when it was Glassboro Teachers College, Glassboro State, now Orem Boulevard. Ali Husheman, the president, who formerly was at Drexel, has transformed it into Rutgers.
I think Rowan is under 30,000, right?
It
if
is.
You're in state.
It's so affordable. It's so affordable. And by the way, their engineering school is now top 30. Their business school is top 35 in the country.
I really appreciate universities and colleges that can help kids and help parents to help the kids to have affordable education. It's brutal.
Yes, sir.
It's brutal.
By the way, I've been in Chicago 35 years, but I am loyal to every team. You know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s in South Philly, in Glassboro, and I listen to your show all the time. And this is the first time I've ever listened to you. I've been listening to you for 30-something plus years, but I agree with everything but one thing you've said this morning.
Uh-oh.
I keep track. And it's going to lead to my pile drive, by the way, which is ironic. Because you, by the way, I want to know if you are the coach of the Flyers, John T. of radio, or if he is the Howard Eskin of ice hockey.
Well, I've been around longer, believe it or not.
Yeah, you're from the same ilk, though, and so am I. But we call it
so if I've been around longer, he is the Howard Eskin
of
coaching.
Plus plus you're the doc. Last time I checked, he doesn't have an honorary
King PhD coming up.
So I have lots of comments. I'm going to keep it to one, and then I'll give you my pile drive. If someone took my original, so I have to come up with a backup. Although, if you vote for somebody twice, that should be indicative of the winner. I really want to talk about the Phillies bats because, you know, I was a 12-year-old slugger back when Greg Luzinski and Mike Schmidt and the Bo. You know, it like occurred to me about the art of hitting today and the hitting coaches we've been through over the last, you know, whatever. You know, I know this is silly, and you're going to think it's silly, but like, how about someone like Larry Bowa teaching contact to this damn lineup? Larry Bowa was not a great hitter, but he was a contact hitter.
But here's the problem. Let me just give you the problem with that. These nerds, and I'm call nerds, and I don't know any.
I know who you mean, the data analytics.
The analytics guys.
Yeah.
They built a separate building for these guys, for the Phillies did. Lock the doors, take away their computers, do not let them communicate with baseball people.
Totally.
Rob Thompson knows baseball. And as a manager, you have instincts. You have feelings. He knows that lineup is not right. He knows it's not right. He knows that they're going to have to do something else. But, you know, the analytics say, that's the problem. So if you have Larry Bowa and then they teach the, you know, I don't want to hear when a broadcast says, well, it was 110 miles an hour, the ball off the bat. I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
I don't want to hear about launch angle. I don't want to hear about anything that has to do with analytics. I want to hear about baseball.
Exactly.
That's what I want. And they're putting stuff up on that scoreboard at the ballpark. I don't even know what that. People don't even know what that stuff is.
No.
It's ridiculous.
No.
Just play baseball the way it's supposed to be played. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that Rob Thompson gets paid by Littleton and has to hold an iPad in the dugout is freaking frivolously stupid. My God.
He has all those numbers before he gets there.
We ought to have Larry Bowa go through the dugout.
Yeah, but it's the uppercut swing. It's just so silly
watching these guys. I love these guys who took us to a World Series a couple years ago, but they're just swinging up there American Legion baseball players trying to impress a girl.
All right, so who would you like to see?
Yeah, so it was originally Trey Turner, so that's two votes, because I'm sorry, but it is a business, and you look at the ROI on his contract and it's abysmal. And I thought when we brought him in, he'd be a top three defensive shortstop, and he's not.
No. We never really looked at that. He was at best an average shortstop, and usually below average.
All right. Well, we overpaid, and that was a whiff. For the money. Okay.
So my answer is,
and this is where I disagreed. The only thing I disagreed in the show, I don't want to say you were defending, but you were supporting Nick Sirianni. Look, when you're the executive coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, one of the greatest football franchises of recent memory, and you spent over a year with a DC and an OC who should be at Rowan University, a D3 school football coach, and you defend them and you don't answer questions about them, and we lost a year and a half of top-notch coordinator football coaching, it's on you, my brother.
The thing is, they're not going to bury their own coaches, but they should be able to criticize their players. But so you're Nick Sirianni is your guy?
Criticize the coordinators. He defended them.
Okay.
He enabled them.
Tommy, I got to run, but I really do appreciate your call, and we'll do it again. All right? All right. Take care. You can't bury your coaches. All right, let's go to Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on WIP.
How are you doing, Howard?
All right, Joe, can we make this quick? Because
I'm just going to say that guy could really talk, man. I'll tell you.
Yeah, we got into other things, but there's good things to talk about when you talk about college education.
Yeah. It was real fast. What I wanted to say was about you were just saying with him, the analytics is killing this game. This game's a mess.
Yeah.
It's not only the Phillies.
They're ruining the game.
It's everybody. It's every team you see and every game you watch is a disgrace. But my slam dunk, whatever we have to do to this guy, Stephen A. Smith, and hit
that
him with the chair while you're at it,
too. Let me tell you something, Joe. Wow. I hate to give him any kind of attention because he's allowed – you know what? It's screaming A. Smith to the people at ESPA. It's screaming A. Smith. It's just – that is a good one. Boy, there's two guys in the mix here. But, all right, hey, listen, Joe, I appreciate that. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on WIP.
Howard.
Yeah. Mark, give
Good
me
morning,
your guy
Howard.
Because I'm up against it, Mark. So give
I
me
know
your
you
guy.
Are. Just real quick with the Phillies. Stott leads off, Bohm second, Harper third, Turner fourth, Schwarber fifth, Castellanos, Ramuto, and then Marsh.
I want the two speed guys at the top. I want Stott and Turner at the top. And Turner will be, Turner will be a better hitter because if you put on a hit and run and force him to make contact – and not swing through the ball, he will become a better
hitter. Let me tell you
why. Trust me.
Your best right-handed bat's got that bat behind Harper. And Turner is the best right-handed bat in that lineup.
Nah, I'm okay with Bohm. Bohm makes contact. I'm okay with Bohm. I really am. Yeah, I'm better with Rhys Hoskins,
okay.
But that's another story.
But
all right, so who's your pile? Who are you going to pile drive?
Ramuto can't bat behind Harper.
Who are you going to pile drive?
Well, he's a treasure, Doc Rivers.
Already been said, but all right, let me move on, Mark. We'll deal with it again next week. Let's go to Mike. Mike, just give me who you're going to pile drive.
Rob Manfred.
And why? Because you don't like the way baseball's going.
Well, no, because the silence on the Ohtani thing is audible.
Well, Ohtani, I don't believe bet. In talking to people, he's not that kind of guy. But I don't like, and he really, unfortunately, got caught in this nonsense. The Dodgers, a disgraceful way they treated that fan who caught the home run. Disgraceful. It's insulting. It's embarrassing. And Rob Manfred ought to say something to them. But I appreciate the call. All right, Clay from Kansas City. Clay, give me your pile-driven person, and then we're moving on. Who?
Not there.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, Ben Kenny. Doing another great job on the other side. Ben, Stephen A. Smith jumped into the contest here, but I think we should stick with who we think. But who do you think?
That's John in Philly with Josh Harris from earlier.
Josh Harris. I mean, he raises ticket prices. He has no passion to win. He just has passion to make money. The Sixers is the worst ownership in my lifetime in Philadelphia. Josh Harris is a great one. John, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Enjoy it, whether it's at Horsham, Fort Washington, or Lionville. And thanks to everybody. And thanks to everybody that made donations this morning to the Eagles Autism Challenge. I want to thank the Wilmington Blue Rocks. It was an honor to throw out the first pitch for the opening game. Unfortunately, my mental approach was terrible. And I choked, but hey, listen, that was nice. I want to thank Andrew Brandt for inviting me to be part of the symposium at Villanova. It was nice to meet Mr. Morad of Villanova, former agent. Nice to meet a lot of people out there. And I want to thank all the people at Goldie Beacom College for coming out and supporting me last night at the Wilmington Blue Rocks. And that was nice of those people, and I had fun with the president. Colleen is great, and all the people there are just so, 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 so nice. And I'm looking forward to the graduation on May 3rd, and I found out what my gown's going to look like, my cap and gown, and I'm really looking forward to it and looking forward to talking to the students with the commencement speech. But that's coming up. We've got time for that. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Phillies again today here on WIP. Glenn and Mike Sielski, correct, Ben? Okay, Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Everybody stay tuned. And again, thanks for everybody that participated in the show. And I will be posting the show on Twitter and Facebook, the podcast, in case you missed any of it. Thanks. Thanks to everybody. And have a great, great day and a great weekend. WIP Sports Time is now 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.